I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about things beyond the five senses. This is called Hardwired. James O'Day and many spiritual teachers say, "We are the ones we've been waiting for." I get this, but last night at midnight, I had a simple experience that confirmed beyond a doubt that I really do get this. But first, let me tell you a little background about events and circumstances in my life that led up to this experience. I grew up in a well-educated Christian family. My mother had a degree in psychology, and my father had an almost PhD in physics. Every night, the family meal was never complete without a rousing discussion about ethics, science, religion, psychology, and related topics, which provided the well-stocked kitchen for our endless debates. We argued and questioned everything. It didn't matter if you were only five, you were supposed to hold your own with your opinion. We were trained to be creative thinkers from the womb. Until I went to college, I mistakenly thought that all families had such discussions at dinner time. After college, I became a Quaker, partially because of the Vietnam War, but also because I thought Quakers left creeds and rituals behind to simply and powerfully walk the talk. I also began reading every book I could get my hands on about religion and spirituality. I studied the Hindus, Buddhists, especially Zen Buddhists, shamans, and Native Americans. I read the Torah, the Quran, the Bible, again. I studied yoga, Sanskrit, and the Upanishads. A friend of mine called it well digging, hoping to find the real answers to life's most important questions. It was all fascinating, and I felt like a duck in water. It's fun to travel, but ultimately, it's also good to come home. I decided that all of these spiritual paths were really talking about the same thing, and that all I had to do was find the one path that worked best for me. That happened in 1996 when I found the Abraham Hicks materials. I was home, a path from my own corner of the world, and one that incorporated everything practical and spiritual that I needed to live a full and happy life. As the years went by, I practiced what I'd learned. I began to feel more and more like the big, beautiful Belgian workhorse in the harness that just knows its purpose and loves its work. And what was the work? I've thought over the years that the two things humans need to do are first, stop fouling our nest, the ecology green thing, and the second, to stop killing each other, especially in a premeditated fashion like war. The ecology issue, as paramount as it is, holds little interest for me. However, the second is what I am hardwired to do. I did not make this choice. Perhaps I just came into this world hardwired and curious about our human evolution towards peace and oneness. I have spent my life working with adolescents, teenagers, and adults who have experienced violence and poverty. I never talk about helping people because I think that's demeaning. I say that I never do anything without expecting something in return. After all, even workhorses have to be fed. And when I do this work that I love so much, there's an energy exchange between the other person and me that feeds my soul. I've gotten a bit addicted to this life-giving and joyous feeling. Years ago, I was watching the Iditarod dog sled race in Anchorage, Alaska. I couldn't keep my eyes off those dogs. They were mutts of every breed, but what they had in common was the driven, frenzied desire to be in the race harness. They were jumping and yelping, hoping to be chosen. And once they got there, the driver had all he could do to contain them. I get how those mutts felt. Abraham would call it in the vortex. Athletes call it in the zone. It's about peak performance with no resistance, and it's amazing. So lately, I've been feeling like these mutts, and I've been finding other mutts just like me, who know what the work is and love it. In these times of instability and change, of civil unrest and economic meltdown, we mutts are ready to go, ready to tackle the big issues and find the solutions. We don't do it because it's hard work. We do it because we love it. And we know we're doing exactly what we're here for. Perhaps we are the ones we've been waiting for. So what was I doing at midnight last night? I was tired. I'd stayed up too late. But I'd had so much to do for being away a week. I'd been home 2 days and I hadn't even unpacked my suitcase. I wearily tumbled into bed. Perhaps I'd just pick up that new book I'd ordered by John Gilligan. After all, I couldn't seem to stop talking to everyone about it. His last book, it was the one called Violence, The Epidemic of Our Time. He'd been the head of a psychiatric ward in a maximum security prison for 25 years, studying the most heinous crimes committed in the U.S., and he had some incredible spiritual and compassionate solutions. I had hung on his every word. You see, people like Gilligan don't just see the solutions, they see the future as it can be. As Carolyn Casey would say, they are members of the Council of Dreamers. As I read the first pages of his new book, Preventing Violence, I was suddenly a mutt in the harness, and Gilligan was the lead dog. We were off and running. I wasn't tired anymore. I was in the zone, and that's all that mattered. I've always remembered one little story about Jesus in the Bible. For several days, his parents were quite distressed because they couldn't find him. When they finally did, they asked him what he had been doing, and he replied, "I've been about my father's business." I totally get that. It's about being hardwired for the job. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.